Welcome to Giants Training Camp Live. Temperatures in the mid-80s under clear skies with a light breeze. Yes, indeed, a perfect day for football. Over the course of the next half hour, we'll tell you everything there is to know about Big Blue. We will talk about the Giants quarterback competition. We will hear from head coach Ben McAdoo, as well as right tackle Bobby Hart. But my partner for today's show, Super Bowl 42 champion Sean O'Hara. Good to see you, Sean.
Hi, Paulie. Good to see you too, man.
Now, today's practice was a little different than what we usually consider a training camp practice. Could you explain?
Yeah, totally different feel. It was really like an in-season Wednesday for them. The reason why is they broke camp on Tuesday, had an off day yesterday, and now they're getting into game mode. Because they have a long week this week and a short week next week, Paul, they made today an in-season Wednesday. They're scheduled, they're meeting, and even the practice, they actually showed cards, they did a little game plan. So totally different feel for the players and for the coaches and the intensity.
Sean, let's get a look at the injury update report. The Giants had a couple of guys sitting out today. Apple with a sore ankle. Harris, just general soreness. Goodson and King, however, were able to return to practice. You know, we heard from Snacks Harrison the other day talking about this being the dog days of practice. The Giants have three games coming up in the next 11 days of their preseason schedule. Justin Pugh says there could be a benefit to that.
I'm excited about the direction that we're heading. Just watching the game film, we're doing some good things. It's got to transition to the games, though, you know, obviously. So I'm excited about going out there this week and getting some game action. Obviously, it's a little bit more of an extended week for us, playing on a Monday, then again on a Saturday night. So we got to make sure we're taking care of our bodies this week and really starting to get into the flow of a regular season type schedule and getting your body ready for that.
Next up, a visit to the Cleveland Browns. Sean, you say you like this hectic schedule.
Yeah, I like the fact that now all of a sudden you've got three games in 11 days. The energy, the excitement is going to be there. You don't have to manufacture it. I think for Justin Pugh, what he's kind of alluding to is, all right, they're going to be able to get more of a rhythm. When I played, the first preseason game was about knocking off the rust, and then you had 15 to 18 snaps. So the second game really represents a chance to play the first half, kind of get into a rhythm, really kind of feel the game flow and the game speed. So the fact that they're going to get to play three games in such a short amount of time, obviously you like games more than you do practice, but it's a great opportunity to really test your technique, because the game speed is always faster than practice speed, and that's one of the things that you really have to work on.
Sean, we don't know if rookie quarterback Davis Webb is going to play against the Browns or not, but Coach Ben McAdoo said earlier today that he has a chance to inject himself into the quarterback competition with Geno Smith and Josh Johnson.
I think that's twofold. Number one, we saw his athletic ability. We've seen it in practice, but we saw it in the first preseason game. He's got a great arm. He's got great command with that. But he didn't have any reps in practice leading up to that game, and he still was able to go out there and handle the mental side of it. So the fact that he's getting more reps now, we saw him get reps today with the scout teams. Davis Webb is impressing not just the coaches, but his teammates as well.
So it'll be interesting to see if he can, in fact, climb up to the number two spot. Now, whoever the quarterback is, the Giants are throwing to a plethora of wide receivers. They've got some pretty good depth on that depth chart, Sean, and it's led by Roger Lewis.
Yeah, there's going to be a big scrum for that fifth wide receiver position. You mentioned Roger Lewis. He's been really athletic, made some really good acrobatic catches in practice. Needs to improve on the run blocking aspect, but you know, getting in and out of his breaks, whether he's in the slot, whether he's, you know, running out against a safety, he's really done a pretty good job. I don't see the ball get into his body very often. He's always catching the ball out away from him, which is something that you always want to see in his receivers. It helps their ability to run after catch. Here you see a great little pivot route right there. You know, just great separation right there. That's down in the red zone. It's hard to do. There he is again with another great catch, caught the back half of the football on that play. I think Roger has shown a lot of great versatility. I think he's going to have to contribute a little bit more on special teams, because some of the other guys do a lot on special teams.
We told you before that King was back after that ankle situation hampered him last week. That's important because he may be the fastest guy on the team with straight ahead speed.
Yeah, anytime you could have a burner and just kind of let that guy go on the go route, he adds another element. So for him, obviously being healthy, getting out there, but you know, as I mentioned with Roger Lewis, you know, when you look at this competition here, Travis Rudolph is another guy that's in the mix. These receivers are really going to be pushing each other. Jerome Lane has actually put together some nice practices. He's very physical. I think Jerome, you know, he had great catches in practice. He's a really good blocker too. So for Jerome Lane here, we're going to see some great plays from him in practice. There's a great ball from Geno. You know, he's shown the speed, the strength. He's picked up the offense pretty well. So I think for Lane, he's really wowed some people.
Darius Powell, unfortunately, has spent a couple of days on the bicycle with some soreness. And, of course, with this competition being very tight, that's not something he really wants to do for very much longer. When we come back, we will hear from Giants head coach Ben McAdoo as he continues to assess the progress of his football team. Stick around. More after this on MSG.
The newest Hess Toy Truck will be back and better than ever this holiday season. Sign up for alerts at HessToyTruck.com so you don't miss out.
Welcome back to Giants Training Camp Live as the Giants prepare to take on the Browns on Monday Night Football. You know, head coach Ben McAdoo was closely watching the progress of his team. We get an update from him as he took a minute to talk to Bob Papa.
Coach, another good day of work. Obviously, you got a preseason game coming up on Monday night against the Browns. Just talk about the way you see the competition sort of picking up, and have you seen an elevation in sort of the intensity of the practices?
Well, today we changed pace a little bit, shifted gears. We went to more of an in-season mode to try to teach the players how we prepare for games in season. The competition's there, but we're a little rusty in the preparation mode, and we'll pick that pace and that tempo up as we go.
When you look at the running back position, you got Drone back, who's getting some work in. Does he sort of complicate things in a good way as far as how you evaluate the guys?
He's another guy to throw in the mix who has a complete skill set and has some value on special teams, so we look forward to seeing him in team reps and in preseason games as we get going.
Offensive line, obviously you've mixed and matched. You've used a lot of different people. Are guys stepping up to the challenge that you and the staff have kind of put on them?
So far they've stepped up and they're competing in there. We have to find the five best guys. We have a lot of guys with some experience, and we just have to find the right mix right there and the right guys to push each other. That's the key.
Maybe explain to the audience sort of the process that you're going through right now, because you're studying practice, you're evaluating players, and then you have these games coming up. You got two games in 1 week, three games in 11 days. How you balance evaluating players and sort of identifying what they're doing in practice in the game and then sort of weighing it all together?
Yeah, the biggest evaluations take place in the preseason games. Practices are important, but mistakes happen in practice. And the reason why you practice, you go out there, you practice, and you make mistakes. You have to fix those mistakes and give guys a chance to get ready to play in the games and not repeat those mistakes in the games.
What about, do you have a message for guys that sometimes don't show in practice but they seem to show in the games?
Showing in the games is better than not showing in the games, but we'd like them to show all the time, that's for sure.
Obviously, you didn't play Eli in the first preseason game. What's your assessment right now of kind of where he is as far as him getting ready for the start of the regular season? And in these next two games, how much do you think he'll play?
I think it's important that the offense, the defense, and the special teams, the first groups, get a chance to go out there and play in the second and third game and show what they can do and get on a little bit of a roll. That always helps heading into that first game.
You know, you mentioned that you changed things up in practice today, a little different look, and guys were flying around pretty good. Is that hard when they're not in full pads to sort of rein it in and make sure that it doesn't get too physical? But there were some guys thumping out there.
Yeah, we rather have to tame them down than tame them up. So that's always good. But the energy's good. We just have to make sure we're all working together out there.
Coach, best of luck on Monday night.
Thank you.
That's head coach Ben McAdoo. Now, Sean, it's one thing if a player makes a physical error in a preseason game. I mean, that's not terrific, but a mental error is a whole other story.
Yeah, and that's why you see in practice today, they used cards. They were trying to make sure they got the plays right, both offensively and defensively. But I thought Bob had a great question for Ben McAdoo about evaluating the players. And he didn't go full Allen Iverson and go practice. We're talking about practice? No, we're talking about games. And he said, look, we're really evaluating the players in the games. Why are the preseason games so important? Because game speed is different. Your technique can look one way and feel one way in practice, but all of a sudden now in the game, the speed elevates it and things change. How do you evaluate a quarterback in practice when there's no live rush? Now all of a sudden he has to dodge a defender. He has to step into a throw. It's different in a game. How about tackling? You don't really do a lot of live tackling in practice, so you evaluate your tackling on defense in the games. Getting to the quarterback, you can't hit Eli. You can't hit Geno or Josh. So they have to find out, their pass rushers, can they finish a sack? Can they finish off a blitz if they get to the quarterback and make the play? The only way to do that is in the game.
Well, let me ask you about Eli, because Coach played his hand a little bit today by saying Eli will play in preseason games 2 and 3 like he did last year.
Yeah, and I think this is, you know, a great design. The first game, get the other guys some reps. Eli doesn't need that many reps. But what we've seen in practice from Eli is these connections, this great relationship that he's establishing with Brandon Marshall. We already know that he and Odell know each other really well. But for him, too, you see Eli right there avoiding the rush, rolling out to the left. That live rush is something Eli needs to get ready for as well. He needs to be able to throw under duress and make a clean throw when there's a dirty pocket.
Take a guess. How many snaps?
I think he probably gets 20 to 25.
All right. Well, Eli is one of the veterans the Giants are counting on, but there are a lot of young players they need production from as well. We will check in on one of those guys. He's playing right tackle when we come back after this on MSG.
The newest Hess Toy Truck will be back and better than ever this holiday season. Sign up for alerts at HessToyTruck.com so you don't miss out.
Welcome back to Giants Training Camp Live. There are three preseasons to go before the final cut down to 53 and opening day of the regular season. You know, my partner Sean O'Hara did some double duty earlier this morning. He was able to catch up with right tackle Bobby Hart.
Bobby, you guys got some of your first game action this season. How did it feel to go against another defensive lineman?
I felt good, you know, just to get your feels against someone that you don't go against every day. It's definitely encouraging. It's different, but it was encouraging. We popped the first run, so we definitely have something to build off of.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned the run. I know that's been a point of emphasis for training camp. How do we get better in the run game? Offensively, on the first play, you guys look different. You guys had a fullback out there.
Yep.
What has that added to your offense, having that dimension?
Oh, man, all the additions, they definitely help, especially Rhett. He's a great blocker. The fullback, you know, we didn't have a fullback at all last year, so that's definitely good. But just a mentality to just get after people. And it starts every day, like a day like today, just getting after it in practice, and those things translate to the field.
I like how you kind of touched on that identity. And I know teams, you know, this is kind of when you build that identity. Who are we going to be? What are we going to represent? Talk a little bit about Mike Solari, your O-line coach, and what he's meant to the group and what you guys are trying to be known for this season.
Coach Solari, he's a great guy, man. He just, you know, he's the same guy every day, and he preaches the same things every day. So when you have that repetition and consistency, you have no choice but it to rub off on you. And we just go out here every day. We know we have the same mindset. We know he's going to be preaching the same things. So like I said, it just translates into your play and just gets after. If you make a mistake, Coach Solari is going to be on you. And you know that. So you just try to make sure you're going. Just give him as little to say as possible because he's going to find something to say.
You guys have added some really good players offensively with Evan Ingram, Brandon Marshall. What does this offense feel like to you, and how excited are you about this season coming up?
I'm really excited. It's the next season up, so it's definitely the most important season. We, like you said, we've added some great pieces. Evan, Brandon Marshall, the fullbacks, Brett, just that blocking tight end that you know is going to be there. It's just a different atmosphere. So I'm really excited for the season to see what we put on tape. And we want our tape to look good, so we're just going to keep pushing towards that.
Bobby Hart's in his third year with the Giants. Sean, a seventh-round pick, but he is certainly making his mark here.
Yeah, and I remember from going from my second year to my third year, it's really where physically I made my biggest leaps and my biggest gains. So I think for Bobby Hart, he's looked really good in training camp. I think he understands the sense of urgency he has to have. Now, coming in as the starter, whereas he didn't have that same mindset and that same opportunity last year, he looks really good in practice. He's been working hard on his hands. His punch looks more explosive, much more physical, and I think he's even improved in his run blocking as well.
When we talk about the rest of the young guys on the offensive line, Sean, we start with the left tackle. Eric Flowers is growing into his position, and he's also in his third season.
Yeah, and I know there's a lot of banter out there with Eric Flowers, and, you know, the first game there was a couple of sacks that were not his fault, but I thought Eric Flowers actually played really well against T.J. Watt, the rookie. Eric Flowers is going against Olivier Vernon every day in practice. That is making him better. Now, his punch has gotten better. His hands have gotten better. He just needs to keep working on it. I think the in-game situation is going to be easier for him because of the work against that guy right there, Olivier Vernon.
Adam Biznovati and Chad Wheeler are rookies, also trying to make an impact on the offensive line depth chart. But there's a veteran who's doing some pretty good things this summer, too, Sean. That would be DJ Fluker.
Yeah, DJ Fluker looks really good. He's massive. I mean, there's going to be a total solar eclipse on August 21st, and DJ Fluker might be the reason why he's so big. But here you see right there his punch. His punch is so powerful. And when he gets his hands on guys, that's it. It's a wrap. The one thing that he needs to work on is just his change of direction blocking. When you get him in the line, he's a road grader, he's a mauler. I think he represents a great opportunity for the Giants and not just have a really big guard, but he also has played a lot of tackle. He can move outside if they need to.
Yeah, a lot of versatility. They've had him at left guard, and right tackle.
Yeah, he could do it all. And I think mentally he can handle it. He's a veteran. He started a lot of games. So he's certainly adding some veteran presence for those young guys you mentioned, Chad Wheeler and Adam Biznuati.
Fans, there is never a dull moment at training camp. That's why when we come back, we'll bring you some more sights and sounds. So stick around.
The newest Hess toy truck will be back and better than ever this holiday season. Sign up for alerts at HessToyTruck.com so you don't miss out.
Welcome back to Giants Training Camp Live. Preseason game number two is Monday night in Cleveland for the Giants. Now, that kind of gives them a little change up from the normal training camp doldrums. A lot of excitement and electricity in primetime.
Yeah, anytime you get the national audience, you know, the players get excited. I know Cleveland's going to be rocking. They get a national game. But also, there's a lot of energy in Cleveland with their three first-round picks and the number one overall pick in Myles Garrett. So for both teams, it's a great opportunity to showcase who they want to be this season.
And, of course, DeShone Kizer had a real nice start the other night and made some really nice throws. So these folks are really jacked up about a resurgence of Browns football, and the Giants have great tradition with the Browns.
Yeah, they do, and I think it's going to be some good battles. You know, Ehrich Flowers versus Myles Garrett, David Njoku, the tight end, and Jabril Peppers. Those three guys are going to be a good test for the Giants defense.
Sean, you know, we have seen a lot of great action here during the course of training camp, and that means it's time for our next edition of Sights and Sounds.
Ability are the two most important abilities. All right, the fundamentals that we train here on the field got to show up on game day. It's got to be a priority. There it is, good.
day we come out here and get better, man. Let's get it. Together on three. Together on three. One, two, three.
Together.
Indeed, a team's hard work is never done. The Giants will be back at practice on Friday. Sean, what's the one key thing you want to see out of preseason game number two?
Well, the intensity of the competition. It's definitely going to raise up a little bit. You want to know that your players can respond and handle it in accordingly fashion.
Catch the Giants and the Browns on Monday night. And don't forget, we're back with Giants Training Camp Live tomorrow at 6 p.m. on MSG. See you then, everybody.